My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, back at Texans training camp, practice has just ended for the day. They went a little long, at least compared to, to Friday. But they are now, well, some guys are trickling off the field. We still have a few stragglers over there. Aziz Al-Shaair will join us at some point here shortly, so stick around for that. Practice did end. There was an interception. I don't know if it was the final play of practice, but it was one of the last plays of practice where Davis Mills was picked off by Jeff Okuda. Mills almost was picked off by Kalen Bullock a little bit earlier in practice, so not the best day for Davis Mills. I guess not the best day for the offense, but we'll hear from Aziz Al-Shaair, see what he thought about how things went. On Saturday, though, we started to see the new kickoff rules put in motion.
Yeah.
And we heard from Frank Ross to finally talk about this. We have talked about it a ton just because this is an extreme rules change. Like, you see rules changes every now and then. Most of them are not all that noticeable. This kickoff rule is going to completely change how kickoffs are done and how kickoff returns are done. So Frank Ross was able to speak on that on Saturday. And this was how he decided to plan his offseason, you know, understanding that there are some new rules.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, just even reading experts and their philosophies, hey, it's going to be more size players that are going to be used on the unit. You're going to be more speed players. You're going to need more multiple people that can handle the ball as a back end a return man. We have to be able to be diverse and have people, you know, going back to the old, I need to be a football player. So, you know, guys that are receivers have to be dynamic cover players now. Excited just to pick an example, like Brevin Jordan, you know, made a tackle on a kickoff last year. Like, he hadn't done, now he's got to go cover. So it doesn't matter where you come from position-wise on the roster. We've got to be flexible. And then with that many more plays in the game, how durable can you be as a roster? So more players are covering kicks, more players are taking hits, more players are delivering hits. What does that mean for the longevity of 17 games? And how are we going to handle that as a management staff, coaching staff? So excited for the challenges. We'll sort it out as best we can.
You mentioned it, major change to a rule. It's basically it's the pitch clock.
Yeah,
like teams are going to have to make very big adjustments. And here's my takeaway as I'm watching them Saturday and a little bit today, really kind of unveil how they're going to do, or at least how they're going to start to do the kickoffs. It occurred to me like there are going to be teams, Adam, that take full advantage of it, exploit it, and get really good at it. And it's going to be a real weapon for them. And then there's going to be teams that don't. you know, it's going to be an adjustment period, and maybe it affects a game or two. And I'm talking about the regular season now. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. It was very fascinating to watch on Saturday. We'll get into that a little bit now. But there's going to be teams, you know, it's going to change the way you watch the game. It's not a bathroom break anymore automatically when you go to the kickoffs. And what he said right there was very evident on the field. A lot of, you know, trim, longer, thinner, speed type players on the field. I didn't see any 60s, 70s, or 90 numbers out there. It was the biggest guys on the field were tight ends.
And the NFL has changed kickoff rules in the past, but it's been, all right, we're going to move the kickoff from the 35 back to the 30, or we're going to move the kickoff back up to the 35, yeah. Or we're going to change the touchback. It used to be you get the ball at the 20. Now you're getting the ball at the 25. This is a wholesale change on where play, and they've changed like the wedge blocking stuff, and they've changed those rules. But this is a wholesale change based on where players line up, where teams get the ball after a touchback. So again, this is something like you said. This is like the pitch clock. This is taking away the shift. This is getting rid of illegal defense in the NBA. Like this is. There are a whole lot of changes.
Let's play what Frank Ross here also talking about how it's affecting him, exactly what we're talking about.
Two-part. First part is, man, watch every single thing that's ever been kind of done in that capacity. So every of the other league's reps, trial and error in our reps from the OTAs and spring ball, and watching those ad nauseum during the summer break there and as we get back into camp. And then the second part is kind of how I've always enjoyed operating. And, you know, it's not my room. I'm a special teams coach, but it's not my room. It's their room. So, hey, fellas, how do you see this being played? MJ, Stewart, hey, could you execute that block? Great. How early do we need to flip to execute our blocks? So just, you know, hey, this is a feedback loop type of time or time of the year, and what we find out can work. And then there's going to be adjustments come after preseason one, and then after the regular season one, and then quarterly. So, you know, we'll continue to see those are the ones on the grass. Those guys are the ones on the grass doing it, not me. So it's an input and a feedback loop we have going.
And I'm sure people are wondering, all right, what did it look like? Who's going to be returning? Well, let me tell you from what we saw Saturday and today, the four players that seem to be most involved in terms of return men and close quarters and being able to make moves and stuff were Steven Sims and Desmond King, and then also Damian Pierce and Robert Woods. And that's one of the reasons I said we might be sort of sleeping on Robert Woods, but I could absolutely see Damian Pierce being integral there. Steven Sims, we know what he can do, and then Desmond King as well. So those four guys were involved in the return, and it's going to be fun to watch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And I do think what Frank Ross just said about getting input from other players, getting input from the players, I think is important, because – He's never dealt with this before. They've never dealt with this before. So they're all trying to learn this whole thing together.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that he is willing to take input from the players to see what would work, because they're the ones that are on the field, I think that matters. Now, this isn't the first league. The NFL is not. They're basically, the NFL is stealing this from the UFL.
Yes.
And the UFL did this this past season. And so Frank Ross was asked if he attended any UFL games just to see how this looks in person.
First part, I do not go to many football games with my four kids. So we go to the high school games. Yeah, so trial and error, a lot of input. We did a whole coaching staff, and then just as many people, whether it's a run game coach, you know, for the offense, or, hey, the linebackers coach, how does he see this being fit, you know, linebacker fitting? So take input from anywhere, for sure. And we're going to do some trial and error course, exotic designs on the whiteboard, and then, you know, see what we can really actually work on the grass, and then move on from there.
Yeah, and the other part that's interesting is it. I love the fact that the ball is going to be in such tight quarters. As I'm watching these guys work on this, you could see, like, it's one on one. Like I said earlier, it's not gonna limit. It's gonna be an exciting play. It's not gonna limit the amount of blocks and contact and moves and exciting plays. It's just not gonna be the crashes that you see on normal ones.
All right, now. Here's Frank Ross's reaction to when he found out the kickoff rule was going to be changed.
My buddy told me my football spirit is dead. Yeah, I would say I'm a traditionalist. Change is, you know, inevitable relative to everything in our world. But, I mean, I'm a traditionalist. It's maybe not exactly how I would do things. But that being said, you know, somebody's challenging you to go and perform and find ways to be great at what you're supposed to, you know, your line of work is. And I enjoy that. So challenge accepted, and going to try and do our best. And there is an excitement level of, like, hey, can we coach our guys up, and can we get those guys to go play good football? So there's an uptick in spirit, but maybe not exactly how I thought it was going to come along. So good question.
Challenge accepted. I kind of feel like he's playing possum here.
Well,
I really do. Like, I bet you he's in the lab, man.
No, he hates this.
I know he hates it, but I bet he's taking on the challenge. Like, I'll show you.
It sounds like all the hitters all the baseball players when they were asked about the pitch clock rules and how much everybody hated it.
Yeah,
spring training last year, they all hated it. I guarantee you, he hates this. He basically called himself a football purist.
He's old school.
Yeah,
but the other thing is,
I'm the same way.
Like, you know, I mean, this is Frank Ross. He's one of the best in the business. You know, he's got some things that he's been working on. He said it earlier, just in passing. Everybody takes their vacation. He was just watching film the whole time, and I believe him. I believe that he was just watching film.
And he's going to need to, because, again, this is where special teams coordinators are going to make their money this year. And you are going to – I think the good ones and the bad ones are really going to stand out. The teams that are able to adjust and adapt and figure out how to utilize their personnel correctly, they are the ones that are really going to stand out. And we'll see – and we're going to see it early here. I mean, we've got, 10 days is the Hall of Fame game. And so we're going to really see this in action, where there's some actual hitting. And I do want to see – are teams going to show their hand with this? Are they going to really bust open the playbook, or are they going to go vanilla with this just so that nobody gets anything on top?
No, I think it's their only opportunity. I'm not going to say they're going to run any trick plays off of this or anything, but I think they're going to go. Like, this is going to be the truest thing that you'll see in the preseason, because they got to figure it out. They only have so many inter-squad practices where they can work on it otherwise.
And, you know, here, you do it out here, nobody else can see it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody filming. Like, they make sure the shooting portion of practice does not include the special team stuff. Like, they don't let you film any of the good stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Right now, waiting for D'Amico Ryans to talk to the media, and hopefully we'll be able to get an update on Joe Mixon and his status. He did not practice today after he did not practice on Saturday, so we'll see if we can get you an update there. We are also going to hear from Azeez Alshaier maybe after this break.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
No, he's coming.
And so,
he's coming.
Okay, so we'll take a break, and when we come back, hopefully we will hear from Azeez Alshaier. That's next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.